Yo, we got some shit to get into today. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But y'all go ahead and subscribe, hit the notification bell, become part of the family. We got to talk about this, man. This whole Joe Rogan thing that's going on, whole Neil Young thing going on.
Yeah.
And I also want to tap in a little bit into Whoopi Goldberg, because I believe all these have a little something in common to compare and contrast the differences. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, yeah. So if everybody, y'all should know like what's going on right now. If you don't know, we're here to keep you posted. And I kind of want to start from the beginning of what happened with Neil Young.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Neil Young, he's an artist, an older white guy, you know, well known in that industry, in that culture of music. He pulled his all his music from Spotify in protest. He's protesting Spotify because of Joe Rogan and his basically what they're saying is misinformation that Joe Rogan is giving regarding the vaccines.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, Joe Rogan, he's not pro-vaccine. You know, you can obviously tell that. He already had COVID, beat it. He said it was really no really big issues for him, you know. And Neil Young feels like, yo, he got this huge platform and he's giving out misinformation about the vaccine, so I can't rock with him. You know what I'm saying? I hear him. I get it, you know. But
yeah.
One thing that I'm kind of in the middle with this a little bit, because it's like, yo, you saying that, you know, Joe Rogan give misinformation, but yo, I done heard so much different stories with COVID from the news too. Like it's evolving with time. So how can we hold somebody about some ignorance when we getting new information constantly? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, definitely, man. Like you even had like officials, like people who hold certain positions and have a higher responsibility than someone as a Joe Rogan.
Right.
Saying certain things and it's not true.
You right.
Know what I'm saying? It's false information as well.
Yeah, the rules keep changing. Like it was 10 days and all of a sudden now it's 5 days. You know, it's just,
right.
It's just so much stuff. First they were saying that, you know, once you get the vaccine, you know, you ain't spreading it and all this stuff like that. Like people was walking around without masks.
Mask,
you know, yeah, like you can not wear your mask if you got the vaccine. You're like, yo, that's stupid because you can still pass it. You know, so then they changed that and said no one should be going without a mask. So it's been a lot of changes. So like if it's okay for these medical people, you know, all these officials, you know, with this responsibility to have to, you know, change their story or get enlightened or give some misinformation, I can't see how we'll get so down on a podcaster if they giving out misinformation.
Yeah, because this guy's a comedian, man. Like, we don't, like, look to him for the correct information. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not a doctor. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But, and even some of the people that we look for to give us correct information give us wrong information.
They give us the wrong
stuff. And sometimes on the real, they give us wrong information on purpose. Like,
you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially like black people already been a victim of that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In history, like
yeah,
we already been a victim of that. We've been test dummies. We done experienced a lot of crap. You know
definitely,
what I'm saying? Like
definitely documented.
So don't look at, you know, black people have a right to have some reservations. You know right. what I'm saying? And so I understand the anxiety that, you know, black people can have because hey, we've been a victim of certain things. A lot of people don't understand that, but hey, it's the simple fact, man. Yo, but you know, in either way, yo guys, you do what you feel best for you.
Yeah.
But the second half of it was like, you know, Joe Rogan was, now he's under fire with something I just saw today.
Yeah, you put me on.
Yeah, like India Ari, like, was going in on him, like, talking about, like this dude was, they put out, like, a little video montage of him saying the word nigger, like, 30 times in a row.
So check this out.
You know, the nigger thing.
Yeah, saying the word nigger.
I already said nigger.
D is just like nigger. Saying nigger.
She's calling you a nigger. It's like this boy that he's a nigger, but starts calling them niggers.
Word nigger.
There should be a word like nigger, especially like the word nigger. That's our nigger.
About niggers.
He says nigger.
Guy, a nigger.
And there are niggers.
Start saying nigger.
How to use the word nigger.
Out the word nigger.
See nigger.
Word nigger.
Say nigger, and he couldn't say nigger.
What's nigger?
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot of times on different instances.
Definitely a lot of niggers.
A lot of niggers in there. I was like, good hey, gracious. God
damn.
Like, what are you doing, Joe? Like, right. and it was kind of like, yo, I was rocking with Joe.
Yeah, I fucked with Joe.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, I watch the UFC, like, faithfully.
Right.
Like, every week, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm spinning the bread.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So.
And so he can't be this detached. And not alone that, you can tell these old clips. I doubt he would do anything like that now. So, but they are pulling up old clips. But still, like, you a grown ass man. You've been a grown ass man for a long time.
Right.
You should know that ain't cool. And also, even in the clips, I see him trying to peer pressure his white guest host to say the word nigger too.
Yeah, but the N word, you won't say it. Look, look at you. Say it.
Nigger.
Yeah.
So he's trying to peer pressure them to become comfortable with saying nigger.
Yeah, that ain't the way.
So I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing, man?
It's like we fuck with Joe. You know what I'm saying?
We did.
We did.
Like,
but it's like, damn, cuz, like, what you doing? Like, you saying this, you saying that. And
yeah.
Then also the other clip where he was talking about the real estate agent showing him, you know what I'm saying, a piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to the neighborhood. He was asking about the neighborhood, and he said, you know, this is a good place. Like,
right,
yeah.
Right.
And he said he got there, and it was like Planet of the Apes.
Says, okay, take me to this one. And the guy goes, okay. I goes, is that in a good neighborhood? He's like, oh, yeah. Guy barely speaks English. He takes us there. We get out, and we're giggling. Ooh, we're going to see Planet of the Apes. We walk into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door, and there was no white people. It says, oh.
Yeah,
he was
being in Africa. Like, there's not another white person in sight.
He said it was all black people. It was like Planet of the Apes. Like, how you can't get more racist than saying some shit like
that, man.
Like, I've been seeing a lot of people trying to give him excuses about, like, where are you taking the nigger out of context? Well, either way, I don't feel like no white person should be feeling comfortable saying the word nigger the way he is, and definitely not trying to convince his buddies to say it.
Yeah, but the N word, you won't say it. Say it.
Nigger.
Like, hey, man, it's okay. It's, you know, it's just a word. Just say it.
Yeah,
you know, it's more than that, and like, and you and all people should know better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because with that situation, he's talking about that, and Whoopi got suspended for something way less, in my opinion, than what he's still going for.
Now, fill me in on the Whoopi thing.
So, you know, Whoopi Goldberg just recently got suspended from The Real or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because she said on the show that the Holocaust wasn't about racism. It was about people being inhumane to other humans.
Do this, then let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man.
So, you know, but they had outrage over that. It wasn't even, it wasn't nothing like, she wasn't coming from a place of malice. I know it didn't seem like Joe was coming from a place of malice, but the way he word things and said, literally, black people are the Planet of the Apes. like, and that rolled off his tongue so easily. You can tell there's something there.
There's something behind it.
But with her, this came from a place of just simple and plain, you can tell, ignorance. She didn't realize what she was saying. Like, you can tell, because it was based off race, because the German people felt they was superior to the
they wanted to wipe the Jews them off the planet, you know,
right?
What I'm saying? Just wipe them.
Yo, so they felt like they were superior, or whatever, and they was, you know, doing crazy stuff to them, putting them in concentration camps, killing them, burning all types them. Of stuff.
Yeah,
and you know, yo, it was insane. But one thing about it though, as a black person, I can understand her ignorance in the fact, because we look at race as a color. In a lot of situations.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and also, you know, we've been right here in America the whole time, but a Jew can come to America and you just think he's a white person. You'll never know. So they can come here to America and live just like a white person, have all the white privilege they can have.
The Americans wasn't their prosecutors, in a sense.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, no, it wasn't, it was
the people
Germans.
That was after them. It was the German people. So.
Right. So we're ignorant to that. And with Whoopi, I can kind of tell, like
she ain't mean nothing by that.
No, and you can tell that, but they had outrage with it, behind it. Like, some stuff like that, I can't rock with the whole cancel culture thing.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not being biased here because she black, but there's a clear difference.
I think her statement, it sounded like she wanted to put everybody in the same thing as like unification.
Right. You
know what I'm saying? Put everybody in the same bubble by saying, you know, that was just hatred against people.
Right. Yeah. You know she was saying? Thinking that because she was like, she's looking at them like, yo, these look like all white people.
Yeah.
Like even in back in the day after World War II, this is when the whole Holocaust thing happened. Like the Germans invaded Poland and all this stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they even made the Jews wear bands around their arms so they can tell if they were Jew or not. But with black people, hey, you can tell a black person but from a white person just by looking. So, you know, she's looking at it like her experience of racism is visual. Like you can look at someone and literally tell. But with that, you got to really do some research and find out, verify. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's the difference. And
so why these same motherfuckers don't... why they don't feel no way when people are saying nigger and doing all this shit against black people? Like,
you talking about the Jews?
The Jews.
Like
whoever,
white people? Yeah, yeah.
White people in general. Like other races. Like why they don't feel no way when that happens?
Yeah, I bet those same people that got outraged with her saying that she felt like it wasn't about race, it was about humans being inhumane to other humans, which it was humans being inhumane to other humans, but it was more to it because they did feel like they were a superior race. But those same people most likely don't have a problem with what Joe said. Don't have a problem with Joe saying nigger all those times. Because I see a lot of people online saying, hey, they're just taking it out of context. It's just a clip. But it's a clip of him saying nigger over 30 times.
The word nigger. You already said nigger. He is just like nigger. Nigger. She's calling you a nigger. It's like this boy that he's a nigger. But starts calling them niggers. Word nigger. There should be a word like nigger. Especially like the word nigger. That's our nigger. Niggers. He says nigger. Guy, a nigger. And there are niggers.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And it's like, that's like, the type of shit that caused division. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because like us as black people, we naturally try to empathize and you know what I'm saying? Like, understand what you're going through.
Right,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Try to help you get through it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't get shown the same compassion. So it's like,
right.
you know, I think that needs to change because in time, it's things are going to separate.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to see the difference.
Yeah. And like NDIRE, she was making super great points, man. She was talking about how, because you know Spotify, they paid Joe Rogan, you know, $300 million for his deal.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was just voicing how Spotify is built off of music, and artists such as herself only get like 0.0003% of a penny for each stream, but you use all the money that they bring to Spotify and invest in Joe Rogan. But you don't want to invest that type of money into the people who actually are bringing all the streams to your services the most.
So now we have this person who is offensive to a lot of people who's paid $100 million. Spotify, the backbone of Spotify is the music. So you pay the musicians that are the backbone of your business. 0.003 to 0.005% of a penny, and you take this money that you generate over here, because all the rest of it goes somewhere. The subscription fees go somewhere. So you take this money that's generated over here and you use it to invest in this guy. Do what you want. But take me off. Or pay me too. And I don't just mean me. I mean us. Artists like me. Pay us too. Pay podcasters of color too.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's built off of those artists.
The black people are the ones that bring... The money.
Right.
Because we the one that bring the streams.
Yeah. They even admitted that the black culture music is the most streamed on their platform.
So artist relations from Spotify called me yesterday and they asked me what I want. And I've been thinking about this all night. What I want to say to you is something that I already knew. But I want you to know that they said it last night. Most of the streams on Spotify are black music. But we know that if you're paying attention at all, you understand the role of black music in this world. So that's a deeper nuance. There's the musicians. There's the black music that is the backbone of the whole music industry. That's the backbone of Spotify, too, who are historically underpaid and mistreated and all this stuff. Just there's a historical context here that makes all this matter. And then there's this guy, and you take this money and you pay this guy who says this stuff? No.
But why are you investing all this money into this guy when you don't spend that type of money with us? Most likely, that's why your boy
Joe Budden
dipped. They saw him pay him $300 million, but you paying me pennies compared to that. And I got all these people coming here too.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Like, and it's something that we have always experienced.
And the number we don't know exactly. It might be 100, it might be 300. You know what I'm saying? We just throwing a number out there. Okay. But yeah, like, and you know, Joe Budden's content is very, very good.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people he brought to Spotify. Like, right. Nobody going on fucking Spotify.
I definitely won't pay him for you know what I'm saying?
Like, when nobody going on Spotify to fucking, you know, do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Except for when Joe Budden episodes drop. So it's like, he should have been compensated some shit like that.
Right. Won't he there before Joe?
Before Joe Rogan?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So like,
yeah. He had his deal before that. You know what I'm saying? I know he had an initial deal. You know what I'm saying? You got to put in a little bit of work.
Oh yeah, for
show
sure.
Your worth, and then you know what I'm saying, come back for it. But he didn't even re up because they was on some. He said they was on some bullshit.
Yeah,
and like, then they come out with
with this the bias stuff. Like you know they giving all that bread to him, but you know you got all this money from artists, but you get the artists. You know what I'm saying?
Pennies
compared, literally. Less than pennies. It's like 0.003%. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, not percent, but of a penny. Like, and that's just like insane to me. So I completely agree what India Arie was saying.
Yeah.
Like, she take made a super off. Big point, take and she pulled off. Her music. It's more people.
Imagine if the majority of black artists pulled their stuff off.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Like, you won't see nobody getting no bread like that no more. Like, they won't be doing no podcast deals.
Right. They're gonna have to revisit that with Buddy. Like, I don't even know if you, like, we was rocking with Joe, but yo, like, I didn't know nothing about none of this stuff. Like, he was doing this, and also I noticed that he ain't had no black people on that cast when he was saying nigger. All of them was white folks up there when he was saying it. Why you ain't had no when you was up there when you bringing these black guests on your joke on your show? Why weren't you saying nigger to them?
That beat the shit out of him.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know he can kick. You know what I'm saying?
He'll pick and choose who he's saying it to. And then he's persuading, trying to peer pressure his other white friends to say it too.
Yeah. What's the guy, Joey Diaz? I think he another comedian. But when he was talking that Planet of the Apes shit, you see that nigga do this.
Like, getting out of camera. Like, yo, I ain't with that.
Like, yo. Like, how can you? He ain't laugh or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, he wasn't with that shit. You could
tell. Yeah, but the rest of them was laughing their ass off when he was saying nigger. They just thought that was hilarious.
That shit crazy.
It's like, yo, so, yo, that's just crazy, yo. Like, I'm definitely going to keep my eye on this.
I'm disappointed.
I'm super disappointed.
Like, because I fucked with him. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
It's always disappointing when it's like that, you know, when you're rocking with somebody, then you find out, like, dang, this is how you really feel? It's like, because I didn't sense nothing. I didn't sense he was a racist. Like, I've been watching him for a little while.
I never sensed that either.
But you got this undercover stuff. He might not even realize, like, no, really what's going on.
He might not think he racist.
Exactly. A lot of racists don't think they racist.
Damn.
Like, you can be
where
a blind
grew up?
Racist.
Where he grew up? Boston or some shit?
And well, you know how Boston is. I don't know where he's from, but if he's from Boston, oh my God. Like, you just, it's just like a culture there. They don't, like, they, just like, you know, when you grow up in a religion, you think that religion is
the
it.
Way.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way. That's what you saw your whole life. So you don't see nothing wrong with it. When you look at other religions, you think, hey, they tripping. Well, mine is superior to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mine is the right way. I don't feel that way. But, you know, if a lot of people that grow up in a certain surroundings and hear this type of language, he probably just grew up around a bunch of white folks that felt like it was fine to say nigger like he was saying.
Yeah.
So he just kept saying it and tried to convince all his other buddies, hey, it's fine because we did
like
it.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, yeah, take that nigga power away. It's just the word, man. Just, you know, it's like.
Slap the shit out of Joe Rogan.
Yeah, you got freedom of speech, but you got to be willing to.
You got consequences. Goddamn. I can say whatever I want to say. I can walk up to a stranger and call him a bitch.
Right.
But that nigga could knock me the fuck out.
He
at
could.
At the same time.
Exactly. And nobody going to say he was wrong for that.
Right.
I didn't hit him. Hey, but you used some words that were as offensive.
Right.
So you got consequences.
Yep.
So Spotify, is it going to be some consequences for him? Because we know you stood by him with the Neil thing because of the vaccine. You start making the other little, you just made some little, like a little warning signs and stuff on your platform. But I don't know what you can do with him just saying nigger 30 times and then saying black people, neighborhoods are Planet of the Apes.
crazy.
That's crazy.
So every hood he go, every neighborhood he go to that's you know, majority black, he making ape jokes.
Damn.
Oh, that's super racist, yo.
That's fucked up.
Like Joe.
Like all these people that you deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah.
That's black.
Right.
Like you looking at them like that, man.
He give Dave Chappelle all the props all the time, but yeah, you calling his family apes.
Calling his people apes.
Right. So he go to, if Dave Chappelle invite him to a cookout, he like, yeah, man, I went to the Planet of the Apes cookout and chilled with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, man.
But I'm saying all his monkey family.
Bananas and shit was coming around.
Laughing with your white buddies about it.
We walk into Planet of the Apes. We walked into Africa, dude. We walked in the door and there was no white people.
Piece of shit.
Yeah, that's some bullshit, bro. I can't rock with that. So, hey, man, you guys let us know what you guys think about it in the comments. You know, if you agree with us or you don't agree with us, let us know from your point of view if you're rocking with that. I know a lot of people didn't even know about the part when he was saying the Planet of the Apes, and because I seen a lot of you trying to make excuses, say, hey, this might be taken out of context. I'm going to go and tell all you white people, if you don't feel comfortable saying the word nigger, you shouldn't feel comfortable saying the word nigger.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't say the word nigger to people. We don't say that. Black people don't say that. If we don't feel comfortable outright saying that, of course you shouldn't. When you come from an oppressor history, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Hey, that's crazy.
Like, remove that shit from y'all vocabulary, please.
ASAP. Like, hey, don't believe what Joe Rogan's saying. If you got friends like he got that's trying to convince you to say that shit, go ahead and remove yourself. It's not a good friend.
Yeah. Get your ass beat.
The consequences
gonna
come.
I'm
going
to beat your ass. I'm going to tell you.
The consequences
come. I'm
going
to whoop your ass. And there ain't going to be nothing you can do about it.
Consequences coming.
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You come around talking that bullshit, nigger. You know what I'm saying? Imagine that shit.
It's an earned ass whooping.
Imagine.
It's earned.
Somebody walk up and say, hey, nigger. I beat that bitch from here to Winston Salem, man.
It's crazy.
That bitch all up and down the street.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And it be warranted. Like, it is what it is. It is what it is. And
disrespectful.
And I'll be willing to take the consequences of me whooping your ass. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to go to jail for 24 hours. I bail out.
Do some community service, baby. You know what I'm saying? Pick up some trash on the side of the road. Oh, I know some friends that got some shit going on. You know what I'm saying? They can just write that I did this shit. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna do the shit. Just whoop your ass and be good.
Yeah. It's bitch. Crazy, man. Straight up.
Yeah, stop saying
y'all
that
let
shit,
us know. Man. Y'all let us know what y'all think, though,
let
man.
Let us know. And like, comment, share, subscribe.
Facts. Yo, until next time, you guys hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace.
Peace.